about their defensive front. Roman said they're probably the best group you guys have faced so far.
Yeah, they're very good up front, do a lot of things well.
What makes that unit unique? Maybe
they have good players, all very talented.
Colin, you've had such success since you first became the starter here. How, the last week or so, there's been some criticism. How have you handled criticism?
I'm working. It's not something I listen to.
But you did favorite all those tweets of people who are maybe critical of you. Why did you do that?
It's something that I do for me.
Does it fuel you?
It helps me.
In what way?
It just helps me.
Is it a motivational type of situation?
I guess you could say that.
Colin, that topic is to play on Sunday and then come back physically and do it again on Thursday.
It's something you know you're going to have to do, so you have to be ready for it.
When you look at this offense, you hear the word precision a lot. If you had to pick one word or something that the precision is off, is it timing? Is it execution? What would stick with you to explain why that precision isn't there?
I don't think you can pinpoint one thing. I think we just have to get better as a unit and execute.
How do you take it upon yourself as a quarterback and a captain to relay that to your teammates? Are you getting more vocal in times like these?
I think everybody knows that we have to get better. We're 1-2 for a reason.
Will you call out your receivers or linemen privately, though, to get them to play at a higher level?
I'm not going to call out anybody. I'm going to look at myself before I look at anyone else.
It seems like when that timing and that rhythm of that offense is looking to be found, that there is a little bit of hesitation on everyone's part, but maybe even yours as well, meaning whether to wait for the open receiver or to run. Would you say that's truthful or fair for a variety of reasons, that quick decision-making overall isn't there?
I don't think it's a hesitation or a quick decision-making. I think we're just not executing.
You just said that you look at yourself. When you watch film, what specific adjustments or changes do you think you need to make?
It really depends on the play. There's different plays. You have to do different things better.
Last year you went into St. Louis. That was your first loss as a starter. Take me back through some of those memories and what you're looking forward to and getting back there.
I remember losing. That's all I remember about that game, really.
Frank ran so well in that one touchdown drive. You didn't get a lot of touches in the second half. Was that just more the play calling for the 49ers, you think, or just that the Colts had made some adjustments that took away those plays?
Whether Frank gets touches or not is going to be based on the plays that are called.
It seems you've been leaving the pocket quicker than you did last season. Is that something you've noticed on film, something you're thinking about working on?
No.
How much of a distraction has the entire situation with Alden been for this team this week?
It hasn't been. We're focused on the Rams.
Colin, how does that make you feel, though, when you lose a guy like Alden who's meant so much to this team and has done so much both on and off the field for you guys?
He's a great player. He's a great asset to this team. We support him 100% with what he's doing. We hope to have him back soon.
Is it good to have a quick turnaround when a team is struggling?
Yes.
Is it good to just get back out there?
Keeping in touch with Crabtree, seeing what he's doing out there, how he's progressing?
Always checking in with our receivers.
Are you impressed by how quickly he's been able to come back from that, very serious injury?
He's a worker. He comes in and works every day. Doesn't surprise me at all.
A couple more?
Colin, what's the message in the locker room this week?
We have to win.